Hare Krishna. Swagatam. It's fresh winter morning, and we are studying, we are reading about hunting and, how to put it mildly, secret enjoyments of the kings in their private quarters. In the Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 26, called King Puranjana Goes to the Forest to Hunt. And today we have verse 13. Tripto Hrishtasu Driptascha. Tripto Hrishtasu Driptascha. Kandarpa Krishna Manasa. Kandarpa Krishna Manasa. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. With a nice musical introduction from somebody's mobile phone. After taking his dinner and having his thirst and hunger satisfied, King Puranjana felt some joy within his heart. Instead of being elevated to a higher consciousness, he became captivated by Cupid and was moved by a desire to find his wife who kept him satisfied in his household life. It's quite an irony that I got this verse because it speaks about nice food, and I like nice food. So, let's see. Purport. This verse is very significant for those desiring to elevate themselves to a higher level of Krishna consciousness. When a person is initiated by a spiritual master, he changes his habits and does not eat undesirable eatables or engage in the eating of meat, the drinking of liquor, illicit sex, or gambling. Sattvika ahara, foodstuffs in the mode of goodness, are described in the shastras as wheat, rice, vegetables, fruits, milk, sugar, and milk products. Simple food like rice, dal, chapatis, vegetables, milk, and sugar constitute a balanced diet. But sometimes it is found that an initiated person, in the name of prasadam, eats very luxurious foodstuffs. Prabhupada writes this in 1968. This is 1968. Due to his past sinful life, he becomes attracted by Cupid and eats good food voraciously. Two things, good food and voraciously. My Krishna. It is clearly visible that when a neophyte in Krishna consciousness eats too much, he falls down. Instead of being elevated to pure Krishna consciousness, he becomes attracted by Cupid. The so-called brahmachari becomes agitated by women. And the vanaprastha may again become captivated into having sex with his wife. Or he may begin to search out another wife, which is probably more common. Due to some sentiment, he may give up his own wife and come into the association of devotees and a spiritual master. But due to his past sinful life, he cannot stay. Instead of being elevated to Krishna consciousness, he falls down, being attracted by Cupid, and takes to another wife for sex enjoyment. the fall of the neophyte devotee from the path of Krishna consciousness down to material life is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.17 by Narada Muni. Tyaktva sudharam charanam bhujam harer bhajana pako tapate tato yadi yatrakvava padrama bhudamu shekim kovarta apto bhajatan sudharmatam. You probably know this verse very, no? Very well. This indicates that although a neophyte devotee may fall down from the path of Krishna consciousness due to his immaturity, apakwa, his service to Krishna never goes in vain. So you can see Prabhupada changes his tune a little bit. Before that it was very scary, scary, scary. Now he says, all right. Quotes Narada Muni, what is the loss? Krishna consciousness is never lost. However, completely. However, a person who remains steadfast in his family or so-called social or family obligation, but does not take to Krishna consciousness, receives no profit. One who comes to Krishna consciousness must be very cautious and refrain from prohibited activities, as defined by Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita. And this is verse number 2, which all of us are supposed to know very well. And the first one is Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha jana sangascha lolyam cha shadbhir bhaktir vinasyati. A neophyte devotee should neither eat too much nor collect more money than necessary. Eating too much or collecting too much is called atyahara. For such atyahara, one must endeavor very much. This is called prayasa. You know this verse? Superficially, we just have 5 more lines. Now the purport, so please brace up. 5 more acharya lines. Superficially, one may show himself to be very much faithful to the rules and regulations. Superficially, one may show, like, I may show, look, I'm very faithful, huh? Looks kind of okay. But at the same time, not be fixed in the regulative principles. Niyamagraha. This is called Niyamagraha. So in other words, we follow the rules without understanding the goal, or neglect the rules. By mixing with undesirable persons or janasanga, one becomes tainted with lust and greed and falls down from the path of devotional service. Text again. Tripto hrishta sudriptascha kandarpa krishta manasa navyachashta vararoham grihinim grihamedinim. After taking his dinner, and having his thirst and hunger satisfied, King Puranjana felt some joy within his heart. Instead of being elevated to a higher consciousness, he became captivated by Cupid and was moved by a desire to find his wife who kept him satisfied in his household life. There are at least 2 lines of instructions that are relevant for all the practitioners of spiritual life here. You can see there is the external story of Puranjana. The king, who did something excessive, he went hunting. Okay, kings are allowed to hunt, but only for the yagyic animals, and not excessively. And then he comes home, and then he becomes captivated by Cupid. So this is an external story that's shown here. It's quite clear, quite straightforward. And then Prabhupada draws a very clear line. You know, you overeat, You become agitated by sex desire. Pretty simple. There is also an internal line, as explained by Srila Prabhupada in his purports already, and by Narada Muni a little later in this story. What is in this analogy, Puranjani, the wife of King Puranjana, is who? Intelligence, yes. It's intelligent, good intelligence, or dharmic intelligence, or sometimes explained also as the material consciousness, or Mahatattva, or Tamasabuddhi. At any rate, this is the material consciousness. So here, Sri Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says that she refers to dharmic intelligence. And his hunting escapade, King Puranjana's hunting escapade, is compared to, you know, him going on a rampage, going out to enjoy in different ways, for you know, looking for different sense objects and enjoying. And that means that he goes away from, again, if King Puranjani is the dharmic intelligence, so he leaves the dharmic life. So he goes into adharmic life. And then after some time he becomes tired. Because he, you know, you can see those who engage in these, in adharmic life, they do become tired. And especially you can see sometimes, it's quite amazing if you see the faces of some singers, some famous singers, how quickly they age. It looks like somebody plowed their face, even though they spent probably lots of money on their up, you know, on keeping up their face in some order. They look like so old. Have you noticed this? Well, I don't know, in India, but in the West you can see this. It's almost like proverbial. Because they burn their life, they call it in the West, burning the candle at the two ends. So, you know, very quickly trying to enjoy everything. And so they become very tired, they become frustrated, they become bored. So often they try to commit suicide. Very often, you know, these people, you know, also suicide in rich countries is much higher than in any other countries. They are tired. They are burnt out, fried. So, okay, in this adharmic activity, he becomes fried. He becomes tired. So he goes back to his dharmic intelligence. Yeah? And what does he do? Yesterday we heard the beautiful class by Madhavananda Prabhu on decorating the ears. So he is decorating himself with sandalwood pulp and flower garlands. So this is compared with decorating, just like you all now are decorating your ears with Bhagavad Katha. So on your ears you have Bhagavad Katha ornaments. You can imagine, you know, beautiful ornaments on your ears. So this is the decoration. So that was what he did. In other words, the soul starts hearing some good talk. Like even some of these people engaged in very sinful life, sometimes they get interested in some spiritual topics, meditation or something, and they start hearing. And sometimes they even start practicing. And they maybe chant a little bit. Also, Some of us came to Krishna consciousness as a natural continuation of our pious life. But you know, if I ask how many of us came after not such a pious life, you know, after experimenting with all kinds of not very pious things, you know, more than one person will raise their hands. And then we hear good instructions, and we come to the dharmic activity. We come to the temple and we see, you know, nice garlands. You know, you just come into the temple, they give you a flower and you smell, and this is the Vaishnava pranayam, you know, as you just and you become totally purified, you know, all success of pranayam is achieved and more. And the smell, and you see the devotees and the amazing deities, and you hear some Gandharva-like devotee singing the kirtan with not in the same tune as I sing, but in the same words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you feel enlivened. You feel like the king here, he feels enlivened already. He feels enlivened. And then, again, there are several layers of what happens. One layer, the external, Prabhupada explains, okay, you may become attracted to luxuriant food and eat voraciously. Like, and we want people who come from the street, we want them to get nice fried pakora, lots of paneer, you know, pizza and everything, you know, loads and loads of it. Especially in, you know, countries where they eat all kinds of garbage, so that they forget about the garbage food and eat prasadam. Yes? But sometimes people become too attracted by the nice prasadam and eating it too much. Jai Shishi Garnitai Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Radha Shyama Sundara Lalita Vishakha Ki Jai, Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada describes the dangers. So that sounds like quite straightforward. Okay, so count the paneer. Mm-hmm. So how many paneer cubes have you eaten today? Like I remember Madhav Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Madhav Maharaj, I met him, he said, you know, these Brahmacharis in Bombay, you know, in the evening, restaurant leftover, so much paneer. How can they remain Brahmacharis in the night, you know, after the restaurant is closing, so much paneer, ghee, and they eat, you know, of course they become agitated. So he says, wow, so I should count, you know, how many paneer, you know, how much he eat of that. So that's one line of explanation, yeah. And this is certainly there. If you think this is the only line of explanation, you may feel relatively safe. Because you say that, okay, in my Brahmacharya ashram, they don't give paneer in the evening. So no problem. And, you know, the pieces of fried food are counted by the temple commander or Brahmacharya leader or, you know, I don't even have to count. Whatever they give, I get. Yes? So, no problem. And anyway, I'm too old. My liver already doesn't digest fried food. I've eaten too much ghee already. So I can eat only a healthy diet. So, no danger. You know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Upadeshamrit, among the foods, Jihva Vegam, he counts that foods that we should control our intake of, he counts rubbery. Well, rubbery, if you live here, you know what's rubbery. Yes. If you don't live here, you don't know. It's hard to explain. You have to try. It's indescribable. Avang manasa gocharam. Yeah. So it's like cooked down milk with sugar, and it's very thick, very like creamy. And but he also mentions cream. He also mentions ghee as very rich food, which should be regulated. If you eat like halwa every day, or fried samosa every day, and you are lucky if it's ghee and not dalda, but even if it's nice pakka ghee, even then, you know, it's heavy. It's a festival food. It's food to attract people or food to celebrate. But if you eat every day, then after, you know, 5-10 years, you become a senior devotee. No. The liver says goodbye. See you next life or something. So that's one line of explanation. But there is also another there are other levels. There are many different levels. Bhagavatam is so beautiful that, and we are so lucky we have commentaries by Srila Prabhupada, by Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. This is unlimited treasury of jewels, stacks upon stacks of beautiful jewel-like truths and meanings and principles and instructions. So the point is, Prabhupada is saying that what is happening? Let's consider. Please consider what is happening here in the analogy to the spiritual life. We have a person who is coming to the spiritual life, gets his life a little purified, and starts getting benefits, joy and benefits. If you have studied Madhurya Kadambini, you may remember the stage in Anishtita Bhakti called, anybody remembers, where you enjoy the side benefits of, what do you call this stage? Anishtita Bhakti, there is, Anishtita Bhakti, yes, and there is, you enjoy the Taranga Rangini, you remember? Taranga Rangini. So Taranga Rangini, the waves, because there is one verse that Shivishnachakara, you enjoy the waves of side effects of bhakti, or your religious life. Shivishnachakara, and that refers not only to food, Prabhus and Matajis, I'm sorry, it refers to many things. This is one of the verses that Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur loves to quote. There are two verses. He quotes them so many times. It's quite amazing. Yat karmana yat tapasam jnana vairagyatascayat yogena dana dharmena shrayo viritaya idarayarapi sarvam mad bhakti yogena mad bhakto labatenjasa Svarga pavarga madhama kathanchit yadi vanchati. He says that whatever result is obtainable by hard work, sharp intelligence, giving charity, performing yoga, detachment, any shrayobi, any good activity, any intelligent action, whatever, everything and everything, any result, my devotee obtains easily anjasa, madbhakto labhate anjasa, kathanchit yadi vanchati, anything, including up to heaven, svarga, liberation and madhama, and my abode, yadi vanchati, if he wants. And they give the example, Sri Krishnachakarya gives the example of Chitraketu. King Chitraketu, you may remember sixth canto, he he became a pure devotee. Yes, he surrendered. He got perfection by getting the darshan of the Lord, and then he became a vidyadhara. And what did he do? He got a space cruiser. I don't know, like what to compare. It's even hard to compare it to something. It's like a yacht, or maybe space yacht, or like a very expensive Jaguar, or Mercedes with the open cabriolet, you know. Or, and then he put how many? They say that as many wives he had as the king. Huh? 1 crore, yeah. As many wives, all of them became these vidyadharis, beautiful girls. And they were all in this space, beautiful, sparkling, you know, far out spaceship. And he was cruising the universe, and they were all having Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Preaching, right? Not really out of desire to enjoy, you know, just because he thought it will be attractive for all the inhabitants of the universe. They will see and think, oh, this looks nice. Bhakti is nice. I should also probably join. Look, they have nice facilities. So, not by any yagya, tapa, not by anything. By bhakti, my devotee obtains anything. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur quotes this a lot. He quotes this in the Bhagavad Gita in his commentaries, maybe like five times in the Bhagavad, many times. It looks like he really, also in the Bhagavad Gita there are corresponding verses, if you know, if anybody is a Bhagavad Gita scholar, maybe you can tell me what is this same verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Huh? Vedeshu yageshu tapasu chai vadaneshu. Yes, that everything atyati tatsaram yagiparam sam, that might, by this service you obtain, by devotional service, bhakti yoga, you obtain everything obtainable from any other thing. So what happens? That as you start performing the auspicious activity, especially the most auspicious activity, which is transcendental bhakti, then it may start producing side effects. And side effects not only in the form of the paneer cubes in your sabji. That may be there. That's alright, yes. Not only ghee, which we may eat voraciously, as long as our liver still allows. But also other things. Money, respect, power, control, reputation, whatever enjoyable things in this world are there, or you can imagine, or even subtle things like knowledge, whatever. All of these things are there, they are coming. And you can see, if you go back to the subtle side of this story, what happens, you get a little joy, you get some side effect, not the real effect of bhakti, just side effect of bhakti. And the problem is that the neophyte may be distracted. He thinks, this is it, look, 15 paneer cubes in my sabji. Life is successful. What else do you need? Or, look, I already got power and reputation and respect. Or, whatever, you know. I already got four dhotis, you know. Like, I remember one devotee in the BBT when I came, he said, well, one grihastha said, well, you see, I just washed my dhotis all together one day in a washing machine. You know, in the BBT, they had a washing machine and everything. And I thought, my God, seven dhotis, what do you... So he looked at me and said, oh, these brahmacharis, you know, they cannot imagine, you know, seven dhotis. How can you have seven dhotis, you know? I don't think I still have seven dhotis, but... But you get 10 dhotis, you know? Silk, anything, yeah. Finished, you know? Life is successful. What else do you need? They try to enjoy. And the point is, we become, in this, what this story describes, we become distracted. Instead of pursuing, nobody comes to Krishna consciousness practically. Nobody comes to Krishna consciousness for money, prestige, paneer sabji, whatever, you know, power, control, name, fame. But these desires may come later. They do come later. And you have to be prepared. And we are warned. Whether you are a brahmacharya, grihastha, or whatever you are, there will be different kinds of tests. And this is one of the tests that's described. You get joy. You get your desires fulfilled. Material desires. Or subtle material desires. Or even some kind of spiritual desires. And then Krishna wants to see, what do you want? Do you want this? Okay, you can have it, no problem. But Bhagavatam teaches us, you may fall down, you forget the goal. So, what is the solution? Why are we talking about this? To scare you? So what do we do now? You know, throw out all the paneer out of sabji, you know? Or sometimes when, I find I am paranoid, you know, if somebody like offers me obeisances or touches my feet, I'm becoming totally nervous. I've been already, you know, taught that this is no, it's, and I'm become totally disturbed if somebody touches my feet. and I'm ready like to like almost to punch the person, you know, which I don't think is very humble. Is it? And so what do we do? Same thing as from the beginning. What is Bhagavad Dharma? We are following the school of the Bhagavatam. This is who we are. We are Bhagavatas. And this is the Bhagavad Dharma school. This is the Bhagavat school. And it's mentioned many times in the Bhagavatam. In a somewhat systematic way, it's described in the 11th canto, when Vasudev comes to Narada and says, or Narada comes to Shri Vasudev and he says that, well, give me instruction about Dharman Bhagavatam, about the Bhagavata Dharmas. It's very interesting, he uses the plural case, not Bhagavad Dharma, but Bhagavad Dharmas. So it means there are techniques. He says, and these techniques, they are abhayam, they are very safe. They give fearlessness. Fearlessness means protection, security. Even if you just hear about them, just by hearing about these techniques, you become secure. That's Bhagavad Dharma. That's our school. And Bhagavad Dharmas, Bhagavad Dharman. So there are many techniques. This book is full of techniques. This is not a theoretical academic book. It's the book of techniques. Prabhupada says in the first canto, 5th chapter, and in many places, this is not about the language, it's about techniques. Techniques means what you do. This is the book to be lived. We hear, but then it has to transform into what we do and what we think. And after this, Bhagavad Dharma is glorified as being very, very quick and effective, and being glorified as very fearless, secure. Yeah, he says that you can run with closed eyes. You know this famous verse that Dhavan Nimilyavanetre. Yeah, yanastayana rora jan na pramadira karhichi dhavan nimilyavane tre naskalen napateriha. That if you are on this path, Bhagavad Dharma, then you can run with your eyes closed and you will not only not fall, but you will not even slip. Not even slip. It sounds very secure. Yes, it's running with closed eyes, far out. But here we read, no, you can fall down. Prabhupada, again, Narada says, neophyte devotee, apakva, immature, can fall down. So what is it? And then there are several descriptions here of how Bhagavad Dharma is defined and what are these techniques. But the first technique that he gives, and I think it's the core technique, and it's the most relevant also to today's topic of getting joys. Joys or sorrows, if you have any, sometimes it's very relevant. And being distracted by joys and sorrows. So this technique, this is 11.236, very famous verse. Pujaris will know it because it's classic verse given in our puja books since early days as the good night verse. You know, before you go to bed. Before you put, or after you put your head on the pillow, you say this verse. You know this verse? Kayena vacha manasendriyeva. Anybody knows this verse? Anybody was curious about the pujari books and nice mantras there? So this verse, Kayena vacha manasendriyeva budhyatmana va nusrita sabhavad karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayana yeti samarpayami. It's a little adjusted verse in the I saw somebody was moving lips, so maybe somebody knows this verse. In the Bhagavatam, it's because as we chant, we say samarpayami, I am offering. So yeah, what it means? It means whatever I have done by the body, by the words, by the mind, by the senses, by intelligence, even by my nature. Everything may it be offered for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord Narayana. In the Bhagavatam, it's put in the optative case as an instruction. Samarpayet tat. So as we chant, we say samarpayami, because I offer, but in the Bhagavad Gita, he explains this is the technique, so he says samarpayet tat. So one should offer everything. At least, you know, this is the minimum minimorum. This is the least you can do, you know. Before you sleep, you offer Om Saram Tat, or Om Saram Shri Krishna Narpa Namastu. Om Tat Sad, may everything be offered to Krishna. So, the problem is that we identify as the owners of the results and the enjoyments and the paneer cubes. We think every day I get 14 pieces of paneer, they are mine. For me, they are for me to enjoy. So if tomorrow or if today I get not 14 but 11 pieces, I become very disturbed. Yes? Or if I try to, you know, it's okay, I like some. Let it be. Yeah, it's okay. So, I and mine, aham mameti, we want to enjoy and we want to control. So, devotional life means offering. And we come to devotional service and we surrender. It begins with surrender. Yes, devotional service, bhakti, we all know. The main instruction of Hare Krishna movement. Sarvadharman paritya jamame kam sharanam raja aham tvam sarapape bhyomoksha ishyami masucha. Yes, offer everything to surrender. Yeah, so when we come, we surrender something. Some of us surrender our hair, you know, and leave only one little piece if we have. surrender our usual dress, surrender our time, surrender our tongue, and sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We surrender something. And we feel joy. Immediately. Same second, you can feel joy. As soon as you surrender to a little piece of your ego, same second, you will feel joy. What's the problem is that after a little time, we grow a new ego. We grow a new false ego. I am a senior devotee. Or I am a 15 paneer cubes devotee. Yes. Or I am, I should be given a garland. Or I am a teacher. I am a traveler, I am a preacher, I am a famous cook, I am a singer, whatever. I remember one devotee organized a beautiful Holy Names Festival. Oh, it was such a joy to the heart. The temple president almost went gray because he had to schedule the singers. He said it was such a problem because singers said, "What? You put me in this slot? I'm not coming. I will not sing in this time. Only if you put me here or there, yes, I will sing. Other time, no." I'm not a singer, so I don't understand. But probably if something about lectures, maybe I would understand better. Yeah. But we develop some attachments, identifications, I and mine. Some new so-called spiritual egos, like this king. We get some joy, we get some side benefits, and we think, they are mine. And this is me. Yes? It's spiritual. You see, I have a tilak. Right? It's for Krishna. You see, I have mala. I'm chanting. You see? You can, if you come, you can see I'm putting my hand in the... You can see? I'm a devotee. So it's real. You cannot take it away from me. I have right to enjoy and control. So that's where. So in other words, it's called tarangarangani. It's described here. And it's not that after you surrender one of them, you're safe. It will come again and again and again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this bhakti lata grows through all the planets. That means that you can get more and more and more facilities. At Gop Kumar, he goes through the layers of, he becomes Brahma. Then he's offered, he sees Mahamaya, who offers him, she says, you know, I will serve you, I will help you to, you know, change the whole universe in a good way. You will get more and more facilities. This is the normal development. And if you haven't learned this technique, re-offer, re-surrender. Re-surrender your ego. No, no, I'm not a lecturer. No, no, I'm not an international preacher. No, no, I'm not a famous singer. No, no, I'm not a temple president. No, no, I'm not a pujari, I'm not a cook, I'm not a... These are, yes, I'm doing them. I have to control these activities, I have to prepare the class, I have to sing best possible way, I have to do these things. But for Krishna, for your pleasure, and who is the controller? Krishna is the ultimate controller. I have to control as far as possible, to do it best possible way. But I have to learn again and again to offer and re-offer. Please try this. Is there anything? We can do this right now. Because I'm sure there is something that somebody is not happy with. So, or even if you're happy with, I don't know, whatever. You're sitting and it's cold and it's hard under you, or you like the class, or you hate the class, or you hate the speaker, or you hate the voice, or what, something, or you like the voice, anything. So now, take something, whatever it is that's, that you have, and this same thing that you like or don't like, you say, Krishna, I'm hearing, I'm sitting, I'm freezing, I'm sweating, whatever, however you're dressed, I don't know, or if you are in the radio land, I don't know what's your problems are, overcooking, pressure cooker, I don't know. No electricity, I don't know. So whatever your problems are, you think, Krishna, so whatever is this, okay, me, okay, I'm speaking about Bhagavatam. So Krishna, please be pleased with this. I'm doing this not for my satisfaction, not for my pleasure. Pleasure may come and may not come, it's not the point. Not to control my way or highway, not to control. I will serve Krishna, but only as a Shivishaka Pujari. Or as a cook number three cooking barfis from milk. Cow milk, or whatever, some specific. Only like this. Only as this servant. Yes, I'm gonna serve Krishna, but only like this. Yes, I if I have my nature, I will offer it the best possible way, and I will try to. It's best you use your nature. That's recommended. But whatever it is, okay. So I'm not the to enjoy your. That you will all, oh, jai, 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 or oh, such a good class. No, Krishna, please, I do this to make you happy in the hearts of devotees and devotees happy. And help serve the devotees. To please and serve the devotees so that there is a benefit. Okay? So I should think like this. You should think, okay, I'm hearing. Why am I here? I'm hearing Krishna to make you satisfied. This I'm doing as service to you. Okay, I'm sitting on a hard floor. Okay, this heavy austerity of putting my, as Shashinanda Maharaj puts it, sacred bottom on a hard, cold floor. Okay, I'm offering this heavy tapasya for you. Yes, as a seva, just to hear. So whatever it is, or you like something, don't like something, you control something, you cannot control something. Please take this and say, Krishna, samarpayami, you know, Narayanayate samarpayami, Krishnaya samarpayami, Krishna, I'm offering this to you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, in the proper balance, in the proper consciousness, I'm doing this for you. I sing, it comes out, it does not come out. I'm doing this for you. This is the heart of bhakti. This is the step one of any yoga. And when we enter the temple, we do this. Just entering the temple was a surrender. Yeah? Some of us were afraid. I mean, I didn't want to buy Bhagavad Gita. I was too proud. Krishna was tricky. I had a friend. He made this beautiful Bhagavatam for me. No. So he came and he said, here's the Bhagavad Gita as it is. You have it. You can read it. And I was curious, so I read it. And then you see what happened. So even entering the temple is a sacrifice. But it doesn't stop there. You can see here, the king. You have to resurrender. And one of the commentaries of Shri Shanat here is that even when you start spiritual life, even when you start hearing spiritual instructions, this queen of dharmic intelligence may not come out immediately. Not at once. May take a little time. And one of the aspects of surrender, you know how to wait. You can wait. You're not pushing Krishna. That Krishna, yes, I surrender to you, but result now. Yes? It's already 9 o'clock. Come on. I've been chanting already for 3 weeks. Where is the darshan? That's not surrender. Yeah, so surrender, you can see Brahmaji is surrendering. Brahmaji, you can read Bhagavatam, so beautiful. Second canto, third canto, only after he surrendered his ego of the creator could he create the universe. So we have to surrender and resurrender and resurrender. This is Bhagavad Dharma. Of course, there are many other. Next point is our Guru Maharaj likes to quote this verse. Dayaya sarabhuteshu santushtya yena kenava sarvendriya pashantya chatusyatyashu janardana. There are many, many versions of this. It's very important part of Bhagavad Dharma that you are merciful to all living entities. Like now you have the Prabhupada Marathon. And Prabhupada explained, it's one of these verses here, that mercy is, it's in 11th canto. That mercy means you preach. But you preach, again, it means mercy. We also should not forget that preach doesn't mean to catch the person and push the book into him. I'm very merciful. Okay, yes. But he has to be, if you do this out of mercy, he will feel. He will understand. Of course, I find it difficult because I always think, he has to give some money, yes? And that's the problem, because then everything is spoiled. Then it's not mercy, it's like, selling. But if you do this as mercy, so it's a very important part. Mercy, friendship with others, respect. All of these are techniques, and there are ways to practice them. But for today, please remember this one. Surrender and resurrender as the safe, secure way. Anybody tried just now to offer something to Krishna? Who has tried to offer something to Krishna, just as we were speaking? Okay. Who felt some positive emotion of this? Oh, very good. Yes. You see, it works same second. It's amazing. No other yoga does this. And in bhakti, it's natural. Because you're not just renouncing. In karma yoga, you also renounce, but you just renounce. In bhakti yoga, you offer it to the beautiful Radha Shyama Sundar, or your Ishtadev, your deity. So it's natural. It's, in love, you do this. It's just natural. And you become, you do this not for yourself, for the other person's pleasure. And then if you do this for the other, same second. Just like the other day, today in the morning, my friend left in the BBT since 20 years. I remember we spent some time together. We were reading about Krishna together. And I remember what were the good moments with him. Somehow I remember that when I sprinkled the mosquito spray on his feet, I felt, and he accepted this. He was happy in the evening in Govardhan retreat. I remember it happily. What is this? It's nothing, but it surprised me that actually what I did, I just did something not for myself and, for the other person. So maybe a little teeny drop of something that's similar to love. is there, yeah, or friendly relationship. This is what makes you happy. Not when you get 15 cubes of paneer. You get more happy when you give. And whatever you get, you offer. So so this is the Bhagavad Dharma, the first main, the core of Bhagavad Dharma. Offer everything. Offer everything. And especially when something comes, something that you don't like, you offer your ego of the enjoyer and the controller. And if something comes that you do like, even more important, you re-surrender, re-offer. Then you can grow further. Then your bhakti lata can grow further. Until we can purely chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and the whole world is happy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Comments, questions? For which? Tarangarangini. This one. Yes, okay. This is not from Tarangarangini. This he quotes this many times. I think it's 11:22. Just a second. I may not be so. Yes, this is Yat Karmi Birya Tapasa. This is 11:20. 32:33. 11:20, 32:33. That everything obtained by bhakti, if devotee wants, easily. Sarvam mad bhakti yogata, yogena mad bhakto labhate njasa, anjasa. Easily.
How can you offer desires for some gratification to become in our heart? Shofan comes to the Lord.
How can we offer desires for sense gratification? Well, you eat, you know, your paneer sabji, and you think, Krishna, thank you. Krishna, this is your mercy. Krishna, I eat so I can do service. Yeah. Of course, I can tell you, I wasn't sure if I should tell you this story, but since you're asking, I will say. It's a controversy. Yeah. We say you shouldn't offer sinful things to Krishna, right? However, Krishna says, Yat karoshi adashnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunte tat kurushva madarpanam. And we see Prabhupada in Paris, he says, you are a drunkard, okay, offer your wine to Krishna. You remember, Krishna is, you cannot offer wine to Krishna, but you remember that Krishna is, offer your drinking to Krishna. Krishna is the taste of wine. And that one person took it to heart, he was an alcoholic. Alcoholic is very difficult to break. And he became a devotee. And just this year, a few months ago, I was talking to one devotee. He said, usually devotees don't have much problem with gambling, you know, casinos and things like this. But this devotee said that he was a professional poker player. So it means he was earning money by that. So it means he was not like really gambling, he was calculating like a mathematician. And he was making money by that. He knew how to play properly. You know, and he was, that was his job, so to say. And he was so attached, because, you know, if you're expert in something, and it's very, like, hard work, it's intellectual, psychological, you know, so he was very attached to this. And he said, come on, I'm not doing this as gambling, I'm doing this as a, you know, as calculation. And the devotee said, no, this is gambling. This is, you know, four regulative principles, not allowed. And then in one festival he hears this quote from Bhakti Sandarpa from Jiva Goswami that some devotees say you offer everything, whatever, even if it's bad, even maybe there's going to be some not good reaction for this, but still you offer this. So okay, next time he goes to this poker playing session, he went. And he said, okay, I heard this in the, you know, this Bhakti Sandarbha quote in the festival. Okay, let me do this. Okay, Krishna, I'm going to play poker. Krishna, yes, I'm offering this to you. Okay, so this, whatever I'm doing, this please, I know you cannot be much pleased with this, but whatever, I'm still... Anyway, for you, you know, I'm doing this for you. Ah! For you. And he says that when he offered, all of a sudden, the taste disappeared. He offered, and then he feels, I don't want to play. I don't even want to play. And he says, from that day, finished. All his attachment was gone. And he, and now he follows all the four regulative principles. Pakka. So here's a story from life. Fresh. Just I was now in several months and in Ukraine, one devotee was telling, after Harinam, very happy. So he said, we were driving in the car back from the Harinam, he said, this is what happened to me. Because, he said, because you told this in the class, so I'm sharing, this is, it worked for me.
When we chant, we hear so many times inattention is offense and like that. So when we are chanting japa, can we offer it to Krishna like that, that I tried my best and I'm offering it to you and it's offensive? And
there's mantra in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Ananda Goswami says, mantra hinam, also pujaris may know it, mantra hinam, kriya hinam, bhakti hinam, Janardana. Yat pujitam mayadeva paripurnam tadastume. That or aparada sahasrani kriyante harnisham maya dasoham itimam matva kshamasa madhusudana. You know, yes, I, well, you know, compared to, even to demigods, you know, what Narada Muni, he was just singing, slightly mixing ragas when he was in Upabarhana Gandharva, what is his name? In his last name, just, you know, slightly bending one raga, that's all. And all the demigods were so angry at him, you know, it was such a defect, it was a cloud of curse. You know, so compared to that, all I do is like, you know, it's like some God knows what. So, you know, whatever, aparada sahasrini, thousands of offenses, but Krishna, please, whatever, if there is anything, please, we have to find this in our heart. That's the main thing. That this is what bhakti is. That you offer it to Krishna. That you want to please Krishna. Without this, nothing else works. Because oftentimes, this is another big topic for many hours. We will not launch into it. But the point is, oftentimes we speak about pure bhakti. But before pure, we have to have bhakti. You know. And oftentimes we speak pure. But pure what? Because pure means negative, not this, not that. But before negative, you have to have positive, and positive is more important. And this is, you can see, these are the verses that Shishanath quotes, that whatever is your desire, do bhakti. Akama sarokama, moksha kama udaradi, tivrena bhakti yogana, yajeta purushapana. Main thing, you do bhakti, and essence of bhakti is not just external, it's not just fingering the beads, it's not just moving the tongue. It's, as there, it's anushilanam, but also have to understand who is Krishna. Krishna is not only in the altar. Krishna is not only in the beatback or in the, you know, in the sound of the name. Krishna also is in the heart. Krishna is the absolute truth. He's not only in archavigraha. He is the Bhagavan. He is Param Tattva, Param Satyam. So that means I have to respect devotees and even non-devotees. Yes, this is the definition, and this is practice. It doesn't fall from the sky. You yah karoti samadhyama, yah karoti. You practice this. So, and but the core, the main thing is anukulyena. You have to do this for Krishna. So this is, you know, the main thing to learn. This is the main technique, and we have to, because the problem is we offered once a little, and we are happy, and we think this is it. But then, you know, side effects come, this comes, and we grow new egos. And if we, and we have this problem of Puranjana, and if we don't reapply the same technique of reoffering, until we offer everything, our whole being, everything, totally, completely, we will be in trouble. So we have to remember this, offer. So for the day, for today and for every day, please, at any situation, if you like something, offer this to Krishna. If you don't like something, even more so, offer your ego to Krishna. Offer everything to Krishna and see what happens. Your activities, you know, at least, you know, karma yoga style, at least afterwards. Govinda bo, you know, at least afterwards offer it to Krishna. You know, at minimum, at least that. And see what happens. Bhakti is transcendental, beyond time. You can offer past, forward, backwards, everything. Yes? Even in the past, if you are regretting something in the past, offer this. You see what happens. But proper bhakti, you offer before, and real love means you offer after, before, and during. That's pure bhakti. All the time, you remember. If you do this with love before and during, you see what how you feel in your action. But at least afterwards. Better before. Hare Krishna. Okay, one last burning question. Yes. Yes, ego does disappear. The false ego goes completely by this offering and re-offering. How does it say? Kapila Dev says, Nigirnam analoyata. Jarayat yashu yakosha nigirnam analoyata. Just like fire of digestion slowly, slowly digests all the food. In the same way, bhakti slowly, slowly digests the whole false ego. And then at the end, you have only the pure soul, and maybe you still have the external body, but the false ego is totally dissolved. False ego and subtle body containing all the subtle desires and antipathies, how you call them, the aversions. Everything is dissolved. All the ego, I'm the enjoyer, I'm the controller, I'm number one. Okay, number two, but at least somewhere the top five. Yeah. So all that is dissolved, and then you think, dasoham, da, naham vipro, nacha narapatir, na pivasyo, na shudro, naham varni, nacha grihapatir, na novanasto yatirva, kintu prodhyan nikilam paramananda purnam ritabdher, gopi bhartu padakamalayor dasadasanudasaham. I'm not this, not that. I am a servant. I'm just a servant of a servant. It's a medicine. It's another side of the same medicine. Offering, Srisinanda Swami says, it's the medicine he uses. If he doesn't like something, he says, Dasoham, Krishna Dasoham. Krishna, I am your servant. And this cures the disease of the painful false ego. So please experiment offering. And one way, one formula for that is Dasoham. The other way is, may you be pleased. Krishna, this is for your pleasure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpadarubhyascha, kripa sindubhyevacha, patitanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, namo namaha. Enjoy.